This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Coloradans could be saving about 60% on their prescription drug medications in the near future. The Polis administration has lined up trade partners in Canada as part of the state's plan to import cheaper drugs. It stems from a bill passed in 2019 to make prescription drugs more affordable. The FDA still has to approve the program before it gets underway. This is separate from efforts to make drugs cheaper for seniors through the Inflation Reduction Act that the president just signed into law. Chicano culture will be on display in Denver for La Raza Park Day. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
Aztec dancers, break dancers, and lucha libre wrestlers will fill Denver's North Side Sunday afternoon for the annual celebration of Chicano culture. La Raza Park was once known as Columbus Park. For more than 50 years, the Chicano community protested the name. Finally, in December 2020, city officials replaced Columbus with La Raza, a tribute to the Chicano movement. Organizers say the event is one of the biggest lowrider gatherings in the state. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The Colorado Snow Sports Hall of Fame will induct five new members today, including Jeannie Thorin, who's already a member of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame. Thorin is a pioneer in the women's ski equipment movement for creating skis and boots specifically made for women. The induction ceremony takes place at the Gerald Ford Amphitheater in Vail. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News and KRCC.